para sa pinakamalapit na kapitbayan ng Estados Unidos na Mexico, may malaking pagkabahala tungkol sa maaaring pagkapangulo ni Donald Trump. Sinabi ng jurnalistang Meksikano Jose Fernandez Santillan na maaari itong mauwi sa pantaong kapahamakan.
Presidencia de los Estados Unidos.
Here in Mexico, we are very concerned. If he reaches the presidency of the United States, Trump said he will build a wall and make us pay for it. That means not only stopping the immigration flow, but also the deportation of at least 5 million people. Imagine the humanitarian disaster that it would cause. Here in Mexicali, there is already a humanitarian disaster caused by the Haitians and Africans in Tijuana and Mexicali who are trying to cross the border to the United States. We've been having serious problems to give accommodation to thousands of migrants who failed to cross the border and need housing, food, health, and protection. The problems would accrue for the Mexican government and life in the border will be altered. A border of 3,000 kilometers long.
Sa lungat naman dito, sinabi ni Ginoong Santillan na may malaking suporta para kay Hillary Clinton sa kanyang bansa.
It would be very favorable if Hillary wins because she was Secretary of State and she knows Mexico. She's an affable woman with diplomatic manners and especially with a deep knowledge of Mexico. She was here in the Golden Valley talking to the people and with Mexican migrants who've managed to cross the border and who are working there. She said she needs to create an inclusive society that includes benefits for the workers because one thing is not having citizenship and another thing is to have working rights and human rights. The impact in Mexico will also depend on who becomes president of the republic here in Mexico because we have elections in 2018. Hillary struggled as Secretary of State under President Felipe Calderón from the Conservative Party. Imagine how difficult if Margarita, Calderón's wife, got the presidency, as she is one of the candidates. Hillary doesn't like Felipe Calderón because President Calderón treated her very badly when she was Secretary of State.
Iminungkahi ng Partido Demokrat ng Estados Unidos na sinusubukang impluwensyahan ng Rusya ang kalalabasan ng eleksyon at si Donald Trump ay labis na malapit sa gobyerno ng Rusya. Subalit sinabi naman ng jurnalista ng Rusya na Desta Agiskina na palaging ilalagay ni Donald Trump ang kapakanan ng Estados Unidos kung mananalo siya.
Donald Trump, if he wins, he would follow American Constitution and then follow American interests first of all. And I am not sure that Russia is his first interest and first interest of American people. The same I could say about Hillary Clinton. Now Hillary Clinton's rhetoric is very aggressive, is very anti-Russian, is very hostile towards Russia. But we do remember that some time ago it was completely different. So it probably means that politics is a very flexible field and attitude of politicians also depends on different interests of their countries, their groups and so on. So I do not think that it would be very big difference between two of them, honestly, for Russia.
Sa Germany, sinabi ng journalistang Daniel Seig na itinuturing nila si Donald Trump bilang hindi kilalang tao.
As Donald Trump is a very volatile person, it's hard to say what his victory in the presidential election of the United States would mean for Germany. On the one hand, Trump wants to increase the military spending of the United States. His foreign policy in North Africa and in the Middle East would definitely be harsher than Obama's. His aggressive foreign policy could lead to an increasing number of asylum seekers in Europe. And most likely in Germany. But Trump would only send soldiers to other countries when there is an acute danger for the United States. So it's likely that there will be a power vacuum in the NATO and the United Nations, which Germany has to fill with the other European countries. On the other hand, Trump wants to strengthen the economy of the United States through protectionism. This would definitely have negative effects on the German economy as well, as Germany is one of the biggest export nations in the world.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong Saig na mas komportable ang mga Germans kay Hillary Clinton na kung saan natagpuan ng mga survey na karamihan sa kanila ay boboto sa kanya kung maaari sana silang makaboto sa Amerika.
If the Germans could vote the US presidency, they would vote Hillary Clinton. This is claimed by a survey of the German news magazine Focus. The reasons are obvious. Hillary Clinton is an experienced politician. Because of her former position as a foreign secretary, the Germans know her way of making politics. Clinton is a supporter of the Transatlantic Alliance, as well as the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Some expect that there will be an even stronger partnership between Germany and the United States if Hillary Clinton wins the presidential election in the United States. Further, Clinton supports the economic trade between Germany and the United States, in contrast to Trump. So the German economy doesn't have to worry about any trading obstacles.
Ayon naman sa jurnalistang Indian Sudhish Pachauri, may kasaysayan ng magandang relasyon ng kanyang bansa sa Amerika sa ilalim ng administrasyon ng Partido Republican.
Historically, BC, whenever the Republicans are there in the helms of the affairs of America, the relations of America with India have been very cordial and very positive. And whenever the Democrats are there, India has felt neglected. They prefer PAC. That is the general understanding of the American politics. Since Trump has addressed their Hindu people, Hindu Republicans, I think the Hindu in India who are pro-Republicans or pro-establishment of America or pro-Trump, because Indian masses or Indian middle class mood is that there should be strong person in America. And there are some kind of Hindutva also in that. And that is why pro-Hindu media or pro-establishment media in India, they are praising Trump also.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong Pachauri, nakakaunti ang iniuulat ng Indian media sa sino mang kandidato sa pagkapangulo.
I think the only channel, that is the NDTV channel, has sent its reporter to New York or Washington, whatever it is, and they are reporting and they have taken one interview with Trump. And Trump has said that I love India, I want to work with Modi, that is all. Otherwise, in English media, the majority of the material is coming from America. There are very few Indian scholars or experts which are commenting about Trump or Hillary. They are all featured articles. And Indian experts are pro-Hillary. They are going pro-Hillary. And the Hindi media is also getting translated them. So there are no in-depth analysis. And whatever the American media is planting is covered in Indian media.
Sa Egypt, sinabi ng journalistang Amina Khairi na may paniniwala sila na kakaunti ang magbabago para sa Egypt kung sino man ang uukupa sa White House.
I think regarding what Mr. Trump said in different ways and on different occasions regarding his own beliefs regarding the Muslims, and of course the absolute majority of the Arab world is made of Muslims, I think many people do have this fear that maybe the U.S. would be holding like an antagonistic approach towards Muslims in general. Maybe the situation in Egypt is different because people are very much polarized. There is this section of Egyptians who really believe that it's better to have Mr. Trump in the White House rather than Mr. Clinton. But at the end of the day, I think both sides of Egyptians, they do not really think that American policies towards the Middle East in general and towards Egypt would change a lot no matter who the president is.
Ayon sa kanya, maraming Egyptians ang nagtutuning sa Estados Unidos bilang responsable sa paglaki ng nagpapahayag sa sariling Islamic State na kilala din bilang ISIS.
There is this wide belief that the emergence of ISIS is more or less related to the U.S. I'm not saying that it is made in the U.S. as Mr. Trump formerly said, but there is this feeling among a large sector of Arabs in general that the United States kept a blind eye regarding ISIS for some time. So yes, going back to your question, probably if Mrs. Clinton reaches the White House, Arabs do believe that more or less the same policies that President Obama led in the Middle East will be pursued by Mrs. Clinton. I think the main difference would be what will the way she deals with the Gulf countries, especially Saudi Arabia, because right now, of course, there is like a rift. There are a lot of differences between both countries, and it all depends upon what's going to happen maybe in the coming few weeks.
Ayon naman sa journalistang Jordanian Nada Khairalia, kung mananalo si Hillary Clinton, ito ay maglalagay ng diin sa paglago ng tinawag niyang regional agenda.
During Clinton's time as its Secretary of State from 2009 till 2013, which included her shaping of U.S. policy toward the Middle East, she repeatedly pushed President Barack Obama to adopt a more militarist approach, most visibly as regards American military involvement in Libya and Syria. It is expected that Clinton presidency will bring more emphasis on personal relations in driving the regional agenda, something that has largely gone missing with the more dry style of Obama. On policy, Clinton is likely to adhere to Obama's strategic goals, like fighting terrorism, securing Israel, and strengthening allies, but with a larger umbrella and with different emphasis on regional priorities. All in all, a Hillary Clinton presidency, if materialized, will bring forth a more robust, visible, and complex centrist approach for the U.S. leadership in the Middle East.
Idinagdag niya na kung mananalo si Donald Trump, ito ay mauuwi sa pagtanggap ng ibang paraan sa relasyon ng Amerika sa kanyang matagal ng kaalyadang Israel.
One of the few consistent Middle Eastern positions taken by Trump is his deep skepticism about regime changing intervention in the region, especially Iraq and Libya. Well, Trump drew the anger of Muslims worldwide when he declared that he would impose a ban on Muslims entering the U.S., but he has also vowed to be neutral in negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians, which is a significant break from a long-standing U.S. foreign policy favoring Israel. Trump would, if he were to follow through on his campaign rhetoric, be challenging the U.S. long-standing pro-Israel base and rejecting the influence of Israel's powerful IPAC lobby that would be unprecedented. The likelihood is that Trump will oppose intervention in the Middle East unless there is a clear connection to a terrorist threat directed at the U.S. either by Islamic State or possibly by Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.